Track 3. ITV arts editor Nina Nana tells us her New Year's resolution is not to make any. And this month, I will be reading Nina's article. A few weeks ago, I did an interview with two pop stars who were announcing that they were, in effect, starting again. Max George and Siva Kaniswaran were from the band The Wanted, who had lots of hits in recent years, Glad You Came, Chasing the Sun, the kind of songs you hear and then can't get out of your mind. The group went through a lot with the tragic death of bandmate Tom Parker in 2022. But now, having talked about this a lot, Max and Siva decided that they wanted to resume their music career and were launching themselves as The Wanted 2.0, a new beginning. There's a lot of that sentiment about this month. January, the start of the new year, when there is an unconscious pressure on many of us to refresh, do something new, start out again. Not everyone, of course, can take to the stage and play to thousands, like The Wanted 2.0 undoubtedly will. But as I chatted to them, I smiled as I remembered how each of my family's New Year's would begin when we were growing up, and our father would ask us, "What are we going to do new this year? How are we going to make ourselves brighter, better, more successful?" So January the 1st would come around and he would make me and my three siblings sit down with a piece of paper and a pen. This was from the age of 7, and write down some New Year's resolutions. Top of the list every year was to speak more Punjabi. Our parents had come over from the Punjab in northern India, but we found ourselves living in Scunthorpe, where there were very few Asian people and, as youngsters, very little opportunity to speak the language. We even went to Punjabi classes, where some strict, scary Sikh man would get us to repeat the letters of the alphabet. I learned how to write my name in Punjabi, and that is it. Don't get me wrong, I can speak Punjabi, though not as fluently as perhaps my German. But Mum and Dad were so intent on us remembering our roots that they would ask us to speak Punjabi to them in the house. The thing is, we never did, and they mostly spoke English to us in the end. However, writing it as number one in our New Year's resolutions satisfied Dad, just because it implanted the thought that we had another language and another culture to enjoy, which could merge beautifully with being British. And the other things we would write? Well, invariably, we would write, read more books, eat more eggs. Yeah, honestly. My father was obsessed with us eating well, and eggs to him was the answer. Nutritionists have since proved him right, and I still like my boiled egg in the morning. Thanks, Dad. In later years, when we had reached the ripe old age of 10, we would write, read more newspapers. Dad was also obsessed with us being incredibly aware of what was going on in the world. And then, to make our list up to 10, we would also add the usual suspects. You know, tidy my room more, clean the house more, help with the gardening, study hard. And every New Year's Day, I think about this and my late dad. He died 15 years ago, but he was such a powerful presence that I still find myself thinking and doing things that I know he would have approved of. January the 1st is a tidy date for us to start thinking about new aims, but it's not easy. My dear friend Ruth, who lives in North Norfolk, is pretty much one of the most impressive people I have ever met in my life. She has quite simply changed the face of British television with the formats that she has come up with. A woman working then in a man's world and raising a family at the same time. She simply dazzles me. But as we walked through Cromer the other day and talked about the future, she confessed that thinking about what's next is easier said than done. I know what she means. My friend David has just got himself a stall on Norwich Market. He makes delicious chili dishes at Papa Mombasa, a new chapter begun after he held a series of chili and quiz nights. He'd talked about the stall as the next step, and here he is in 2025, part of the market's amazing group of food retailers. So here we are in 2025, and this new year I did indeed do something different. Sorry, Dad. I took the pressure off at last, and I simply did not set any New Year resolutions. Apart from eating more chili at the market.